Morning is a very interesting one, and it's situated in an interesting place because just before what we just heard, Jesus is talking about the cost of discipleship and what it means to be a follower of him. And then right after it, Jesus says that he came not to bring peace, but to bring, he wishes the world were already on fire, which is, it's interesting. Like, what is Jesus saying? And this phrase that begins and ends our gospel, do not be afraid. It's an interesting phrase because it occurs 365 times throughout the scriptures. So that's one for every single day so that you don't forget, which is so beautiful. We're not supposed to worry about food or money or pleasures or wherever things will come from. We're not supposed to worry about perhaps our jobs, or we're not supposed to fret about elections and who's going to be in charge and politics and all of that. We're not supposed to be concerned, overly concerned about what's on social media or the next fashion trends, and not to be too concerned about maybe there seems to be too many rules from our bishops. And we're not supposed to, we shouldn't let the news, like everything's so negative, we shouldn't let that steal our peace. But it's interesting, and it's something I'd never noticed before, and it's, as far as I know, the only time Jesus says this. He says, be afraid. And it's only one time, and he's talking about the evil one, the accuser, the adversary, Satan. He's the one that we should fear, because Satan is the one who tells us just how unworthy we are. He likes to whisper these lies in our ears. And he likes to point out every sin of ours and say, you can't ever be better. And that's exactly what he does. And it's interesting because Jesus says, don't worry. And it's not one of those don't worries as in whenever somebody's worrying and they tell you don't worry, it's the last thing you want to hear because you actually are concerned about something important. No, no, he's saying, even the sparrows are known. And that is really a bird that isn't really particularly important. And the grass of the field, like even that is taken care of. It doesn't have to store food in barns for it to do well. Every hair on your head is counted. You are known. And so why is Jesus in this gospel talking about this? Almost, it almost seems like he's threatening to disown us. Like if we don't acknowledge him, he won't acknowledge us. And wondering, what is that? Why are there so many rules in the church? You know, why does it seem like so much of the church's teachings are outdated? Or don't we need to get with the times? Does it not seem like Jesus is saying it's my way or the highway? But maybe that's the evil one whispering lies to us. Maybe this supposed rule giver can be trusted. Maybe these punishments that we view them as punishments really are meant to help us. Maybe because we have a parent who loves us, Heavenly Father. And confession isn't meant to make us feel guilty. It's not this check that the church has to make sure you're doing what you should be doing. It's really none of that. Any of those lies that we may hear, like, no, it's just not true. Confession is actually good for us. It's like a parent who punishes their children, right? Like, you're doing it for their good. It's not just to make their lives difficult. That's not the point of the punishment at all. Like, you don't yell at your kid to not touch the stove because you just want to yell at them. You're concerned about them. You love them. You don't want them to be hurt. And so perhaps Jesus is actually leading us somewhere in this gospel. Maybe he's telling us not to fret. It's not to make us stop whining, but because he takes care of us. He's the one who takes care of us. And we have a Father who really does love us like a parent, and even greater than any love we've ever experienced from our earthly parents. He knows our every single need. And he's just a parent who loves his children. And he's really the one who does know us the best. He knows everything that stirs us. He knows every desire on our hearts. And He wants to lead us back home. He wants to lead us back to paradise, the place that we left so long ago. And so I want to offer a challenge this week. Really, it's an invitation. And Jesus is inviting you and me, everyone, to this, to instead of spending those 5 to 10 minutes mindlessly scrolling through videos or Facebook, because we all do it, everybody's guilty of it, just to take time and have a conversation with God, sit in silence, perhaps to start off with like your favorite prayer or a hymn, sing a hymn, and just share with God your day. Share with Him your struggles, your joys, all these things that are happening in your life, these discouragements you may be facing and worries you may have, because He wants to know them. He wants to know what you're going through. He wants you to share your heart with Him. And perhaps through that, God will give you a new perspective, one where He's not trying to punish you. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to just give you meaningless rules and laws. But instead, He's one who takes care of you. He's the Father who always takes care of us. And one who He will whisper in your soul. And He will tell you, don't lose heart. For I am with you. And I send you my heart in the Eucharist. And I will dwell with you always. If only you would receive me.